Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right.
Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. No, 43 after the hour. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. A little bit of an Atlanta Rhythm section bringing this back. And if you want to check out my website, I'd appreciate that. And I think you'll like it too. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. We've got lots of stuff you can do there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, get answers. Check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. Whatever, however much time you have, 5 seconds or 15 minutes, anywhere in between, we got something you can do. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Joseph Muse is our guest, folks. Joe is founder and president of Belmont Partners, and he's in the business of helping companies like yours and mine go to the next level, go to the public level, stop being closely held, privately held, and go to a public option, and his tool of choice is the reverse merger, right, Joe?
That's correct.
And remind the audience what that is.
A reverse merger is taking a private company and merging it into an already existing public company that has no operations, whereby the private company essentially goes public and becomes the public company with very little structural change, just that they're public and they've got a few more shareholders involved. And most importantly, they have access to capital.
Mm-hmm. The public company is called a shell. I don't know if you said that now, but typically it's often called a shell corporation. So, folks, it is possible to have a publicly listed, maybe even traded company on one of the exchanges that has no business model. And that's what you're typically what you're looking at. And then you literally fold the operating company, the private company, into the public company so that, as you say, they have access to public markets, to public capital.
Right. We help businesses from startups with great technology to companies doing, you know, $50, $60, $80 million in revenue that don't qualify for a traditional IPO. And of course, in this marketplace, good luck getting money from banks or more traditional sources.
Well, and the traditional IPO, the initial public offering, that's the longer process, and it's the process that's for some people. It's better for some people. The point is, I think, with a reverse merger or an IPO, it's like, you know, why we have chocolate and vanilla. You know, some people want one flavor, some people want another flavor.
Well, that's certainly true. But the IPO in this country, for the most part, is gone. I mean, unless you're raising...
Let's slow down just a second here.
Sure.
Now, I hear you. I know that there haven't been many. There have been only a handful this year, haven't there?
Correct.
But now you're saying that it's gone? Are you saying this is a dying thing?
Yeah, you know...
Tell us why.
Ten years ago, 15 years ago, you used to be able to get an IPO and raise $10, $20, $30 million.
Yeah.
And when the market crashed in the dot-com era, that 01, 02 pullback, a lot of the brokerage firms who did those $10 or $20 million raises went out of business.
Right.
And never came back.
Mm-hmm.
So what's left for an IPO? You can go to a Goldman Sachs or a Merrill Lynch, but again, to qualify with them, you have to raise at least $200 million. To raise $200 million or $100 million, your business has to be doing $400 million.
Right, which is not what a lot of people are a lot of people who are moving from private to public are going to be able to do.
That's right. So what happens to the CEO who runs a really interesting business doing $20 million in revenue this year and says, if I can only get another $5 million, I can really grow my business. What does he or she do?
Mm-hmm.
Or the person who has a neat technology business. We've got a really interesting company that we took public a while ago down the south in the green space, had no revenue whatsoever, but needed capital, went public, been raising capital, and now the business is making money.
Through a reverse merger.
That's correct.
And also when you go public on that lower level of the public trajectory, through a reverse merger, don't you avoid some of the Sarbanes-Oxley hassle that you would have had to have gone through with an IPO?
Well, you certainly avoid a lot of the red tape. I mean, an IPO takes a year and a half, and after a year and a half, hopefully the market is willing to accept you. I mean, a lot of times you wait a year and your IPO doesn't take place.
Right.
And a reverse merger you can do in 60 days.
Right.
If you end up going public through a reverse merger onto the bulletin board, you still have a lot of the Sarbanes-Oxley issues. But again, the process of going public goes from a year and a half to a quarter or less.
Does it take longer though to race to get up on the bigger boards? Because when you do a reverse merger, aren't you typically looking at the pink sheet or the bulletin board?
Correct. So it takes a year to go from the bulletin board or pink sheets up to the NASDAQ. We've got clients who have done it. We actually have one going through the process now that went public December, January of last year, and it's probably pretty in the next quarter or two going to be uplisted. And just so,
You got to get it up to trading at $4 or $5?
Yeah, there are a lot of qualifications. You have to have a certain level of assets, revenue, certain number of shareholders, certain trading price. There are a number of things, but, of course, in the meantime, that year, in our example here, that year, you can still go out, you can raise money, and you can grow your business.
Yeah. Yeah. How many have you done this year, Joe?
Last count, I think somewhere around 30, I think I counted 32 or 33.
Your company has done over 30 reverse mergers. How many IPOs do you think has happened in the United States this year?
Less than 10 would be my guess.
Yeah, and four in the last month or so, I think. Yeah, that's very interesting, folks. Here's one company that's done over 30 reverse mergers as opposed to a dozen or less IPOs. Quick break, right back with Joe Muse, Tintel. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
'Cause this land's the place I love, and here I
welcome back. It's 7 till, a little bit of The Who bringing us back from that's the title song from the rock opera Tommy. Yeah, that's a good song. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host and your DJ, spinning some platters for you here and spinning some business information with our good friend Joe Muse. Joseph Muse is the president and founder of Belmont Partners, which is a company that helps companies like yours and mine go public. Only not in the old fashioned way of just going up through the whole initial public offering side, which is the right thing for some people, obviously. But he's doing the reverse merger route. He's helping people with a reverse merger route. It's a lot quicker. It's a lot less expensive too, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, it's a lot less expensive
by factors, right? I mean, it's
correct.
Because it can cost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to go public through an IPO.
Yeah, I would say that's probably an understatement. It's in the millions.
Is it in the millions? Maybe my references are from a long way back when I talked to some other people who did it. But and where do those millions come from? I mean, you got to come up with that money, right? I mean, that's not part of the deal yet. That's not part of the raise yet, right?
Right. That's all paid in advance, or almost all of it's paid in advance, with the hope that the market's ready for you a year and a half down the road. I mean, it's a real roll of the dice.
I'll tell you something else. I know some people. I actually know a couple of companies, and we've interviewed them on the show, who went public and found out that that wasn't what made them happy, and they took their company back private, and they went through an IPO, and they took the company back private, and they were small companies, and in fact, one of them was a bank, and you know, they spent all that money, and they were so unhappy there, and it was so prohibitively expensive being there for their size that they basically went private again, and it cost them a bundle.
Interesting. As you said, it's not for everybody, but I think if you're going to raise money, raising money in the capital markets is the most efficient way to go. Your company gets a much higher valuation simply by being public.
Yeah, but there are issues. I mean, you cannot get around Sarbanes-Oxley. That's an ugly 800-pound gorilla in the living room of public companies.
Right. To go public, just to go public, doesn't make a lot of sense for reasons like Sarbanes-Oxley. But if you're going to go public and you have plans to raise $5 million or $10 million or more, then obviously that benefit offsets the cost and kind of the strings attached.
But it's a complicated, being public is very complicated, and there's a lot of moving parts, aren't there, Joe? I mean, it's not for the weenies and the wusses out there either, is it?
No, it's not. And the most important thing you can do is find some good professionals to surround yourself with, a good accountant, a good attorney, a good investment banker. As long as you do that, then you've got 90% of it covered.
Well, you got to find people who've been there before too, right? I mean, you don't want to pay to train somebody.
Sure, absolutely. There are a lot of attorneys out there, a lot of accountants out there that have never worked with a public company, and they're probably great attorneys and accountants, but you might not want to hire them for the process of going through a reverse merger.
Now, you're doing a lot of international work. In fact, you're on your way to China right now in the next day or so for a few weeks. What is the international opportunity for you?
You know, in China, you cannot list easily. They're in Hong Kong or Shanghai. So they're listing here in the U.S. because even with all the issues we have,
Chinese companies are rolling. Are they merging their operating company into U.S. shell companies?
Correct. And they're doing it in record numbers. I mean, we're talking about it happens almost every day that a Chinese company goes public here in the U.S. and most people don't know about it, but it's amazing the influx of Chinese companies.
What would you say the ratio is of Chinese companies to American companies that are going through this method?
I would say it's probably still more American companies, but the sizable transactions, the companies that go public through a reverse merger and raise more than $15 or $20 million, I would say the majority of those are definitely Chinese.
Mm-hmm. And what industries? Any in particular industries?
Just all over, almost every business segment that you can think of is going public today.
Yeah,
it will blow your mind the size of these Chinese companies, and they're just everywhere.
Are companies still having trouble getting at that level, getting money out of banks?
Yes, absolutely.
Banks
in
are
China,
buying
here. Absolutely, we've got a really interesting domestic deal that we're listing. It's quite sizable, and they're having a problem with the bank. And sizable Chinese companies having a problem with the bank. Everybody's having a problem.
Give us the website, Joe.
www.belmontpartners.net.
BelmontPartners.net. Check them out, folks. Joe's a good man. He does good work. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Safe travels.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.